In local news, San Francisco public defender and mayoral candidate Jeff Adachi this week challenged interim San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee to a debate on the competitive city workers' pension reform measures C and D. But interim Mayor Lee has not yet accepted. Measures C and D are among the most hotly contested issues in the mayor's race. Adachi put Measure D on the ballot by collecting signatures. Mayor Lee put Measure C on the ballot with the consensus of the entire San Francisco Board of Supervisors, including mayoral candidates John Avalos and David Chu. Union leadership are backing Measure C, but some unionized rank-and-file city workers claim that Measure C favors higher-paid workers. KPFA's Ann Garrison asked Ramses Tion Nichols, an SEIU shop steward and longtime labor and social justice activist, to explain the three positions taken by rank-and-file members of his union, SEIU 1021.
Ramses Tion Nichols, could you explain the three positions taken by the SEIU rank and file with regard to pension reform measures C and D?
Yes, there are three basic positions happening amongst the rank and file members, and that includes yes on Proposition C, which is the measure that was supported by the big labor unions in the city, at least by their leadership meetings with business groups and also city officials and politicians. That's Proposition C. And the position would be yes on C, no on D, right? That's what you're probably going to hear a lot of. Then there is Proposition D, created by Jeff Adachi through signature collection. That one is also another position. So basically, stems from last year's Proposition B attempt by Adachi. So this is like a version of last year's failed Proposition B that he tried. And then there are many members who are actively opposing both propositions just out of principle, because they feel that unions basically should not be taking a position on ever changing the law through either legislation or the ballot box by general vote to affect the benefits or pensions or health benefits of public workers. I would say that I'm definitely one of the people in the last camp against both positions.
I didn't hear the yes on D, no on C position.
Okay, I can explain that. So for some rank and file members of SEIU, and including other unions as well, there is a push to put in Proposition D, Jeff Adachi's proposition. And some of the reasoning behind that is that Proposition D basically has what could be argued a more fair, sort of progressive contribution system, where the higher you are paid worker in the city, the more you would contribute over time. And also, the extra contributions that it's trying to get from public workers, it does not include anybody making under $50,000, right? So it's a very significant figure, because through all the years that have passed of budget cuts in the last decade in the city of San Francisco, well, I would say most of the jobs starting pay in San Francisco are below $50,000.
That's Ramses Tion Nichols, shop steward of SEIU Local 1021, on San Francisco's competing pension reform measures on the November ballot. Nichols is also a member of the San Francisco Green Party, which endorses a no vote on both C and D, and says the city should be considering more progressive revenue-raising measures to balance the city budget, such as taxes on wealth.